heart of the dead. You have loved us and freed us from our sins by your blood.
Alleluia!
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus had washed the disciples' feet, he said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, no slave is greater than his master, nor any messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you understand this, blessed are you if do it. I'm not speaking of all of you, although those whom I have chosen, but so that the scripture might be fulfilled, the one who ate my food has raised his heel against me. From now on, I'm telling you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe that I am. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever received the one I sent receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me." Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God, Jesus Christ.
By the time of Jesus, for the Jews, for believers, he's the Messiah. The promised Savior for the Israel people. First, today, we have different culture. In a more simple way, he is our brother. Because we share his life. At the Last Supper, take this. This is his body. So we eat his body, become himself. That's why St. Paul says, "Today is not that I live, but Jesus lives in me." So whatever you do, it's in his name. Jesus sent us out to all the corners of the world to be him. With his heart, forgiving, loving, embracing. This is love. You keep thinking to yourself, it's not love, it's selfishness. Jesus expects us always like him. It's not easy. That's why we have confessions, to tell Jesus again, sorry, start again. So important is not that what we were, important is what we are now. Eternity counts, not future, neither past, the present moment. If this moment you have love for God, for neighbor, you are in heaven. If not, even though you're baptized, you got a baptism certificate, not necessarily you can enter the gate of heaven. Because when you enter, Jesus is the one who keep at the door and asks, "When I'm hungry, did you feed me? I'm sick, did you visit me?" This is the way Jesus expects us to live like him. He never say no to any people. Of course, not just asked and given, in a certain sense, yes. But for the best of our soul, at times we didn't get what you asked could be the best for you. Maybe everything you got it, you must be a proud person. We don't know. Jesus knows us. So thank God that we are what we are, but we are called to like him. And especially we're called to be one, to be one. Jesus didn't expect to be belong to different denominations. I belong to the Commission for Church Unity for many years. I know many pastors of different denominations. I feel so much love within ourselves. And this is true unity. Although we belong to different denominations, but one concept is we live in one house, but different rooms, different color. We are the same house. We have the same master, Jesus the Lord. So that today we pray hard for this church unity, and especially pray for us, ourselves, that we live always like Him. It just says, whatever you do to this, you do it to Jesus. So with this in mind, always live the life of Jesus in ourselves.